When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. It is your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors and the thrivers. Y'all, some thrivers out there too, of this personality disorder. So today's episode is going to be about, do narcissists believe their own lies? Do they believe their own lies? They can't believe their own lies, can they? They know they're lying. My ex believed their own lies. My husband believes his own lies. My wife believes that. Yeah, I'm going to be real with you. This is going to make you, it's probably going to make y'all mad. So buckle up. It depends. That's the answer right there. It depends on the lie. I think like, well, I can turn the video off now. Don't you dare turn this video off right now, because you're going to miss the heat. Y'all know the fire comes later. The fire takes a long, it takes a little while to get the blazing and burning and stuff like that. Let it burn for, let the campfire burn, burn it. No, stop. But seriously, it really just depends on the lie and the length of time that narcissistic person has been telling the lie. Cause me, I literally used to lie for no reason. I still do it now, but I correct myself when I do it. It's like, it's literally compulsion. It's like pathological, honestly. I can't control it sometimes. I just literally lie for no reason. I'm like, why did I say that? It was unnecessary. You know, sometimes a lie will, when I'm telling a story, sometimes the whole story will be true, but I add a lie in there to spice it up. You know, that's why people, when I was growing up, people always used to say, there's not a story. My first name is Damon, and they call me Mon. They're like, not a story till Mon tells it. Because I would spice the story up. I gas it up. You know, all lies to me weren't bad lies because they would make the story funny. But people knew the truth. People knew the true story. People who were members of those stories hated my gas those stories. I was always sprinkling a little extra. but yeah, like I said, I used to be lying for no reason. Like I tell this story all the time. I was in the car with my wife. We was driving. We were driving to Greensboro, North Carolina. And I was just like, I was on the phone with my son's mom, and she said something. I got tired of talking to her. And I was just like, look, oh man, the police are behind me. Let me get off the phone. I don't want to get a ticket. She's like, okay, I understand. And I hung up. And my wife looked behind us, and she was like, why you just lie right there? I don't know. It was like, I just felt like if I told her the truth, she wouldn't want to get off the phone. So I just needed to lie just to give her, you know, make her feel guilty just in case I did get a ticket for talking to her. She's like, I'm gonna tell you, just for no reason, y'all. No reason. It was unnecessary. You know, but when I say it depends on if a narcissist believes their own lie or not, the reason I say that is because, like, the length of time they've been telling them, if they, on this spot, right there, about the police, narcissist, robot, resetting. Powering back up. So, the reason, like I said, I did not believe that lie about the police being behind me. I knew the police were not behind me. I just knew telling that lie would get me out the phone, you know, because make her feel guilty if I did get a ticket or whatever, you know. So I knew that that was a lie. I knew there was a lie, y'all. I knew it. I knew it was a lie. I understand that it was a lie. I 100% understand it was a lie. But this is a circumstance a lot of people get caught up in right here. Like, if I had told that lie, like, over and over again, like I said, I knew that, because that was a small lie on the spot lie. I didn't believe that. I knew it wasn't true. But when a narcissistic person tells a lie over time, if they keep telling the same lie, like, I graduated from high school with a 4.0 GPA, even though their GPA was like 2.2. If they tell that lie, you know, you graduated from high school 17, 18, 19 years old. If they tell that lie from that time all the way up until, like, let's say 20 years later, they might actually forget that they had a 2.2 GPA. They might actually truly believe that their GPA in high school was 4.0. So, yeah, they might actually believe that lie, because a lie told over, a narcissist telling a lie over time, over an extended period of time, they actually start to believe that lie. Do you know what I mean? So, no, if they're telling you a lie on the spot about being out late at night with their ex or with their friends or whatever, or whoever they were with, they don't believe that lie. And I tell this to people all the time. For a narcissist, the truth is not the goal. I know that sounds profound or whatever, but it's not really profound. Telling the truth is not the main goal for a narcissist. It's absolutely, it's just not, y'all. The truth is not the goal. I'm going to be real with you. Telling the truth is not the goal. Getting you to believe my version of the truth is the goal. Getting you to believe my new truth is the goal. Not the actual truth, the new truth. Not the actual truth. I don't care about the actual truth. The actual truth will get me in trouble. The actual truth will get me caught up. But my new truth, which I concocted on the spot a lot of times with a lot of word salad, with a lot of confusing terms, with a lot of blame deflecting, with a lot of passing it back to you, with a lot of denial, with a lot of lack of accountability, I'm just talking now. See, word salad. I just word salad it myself. I said a lot of lack of accountability. What was that? a lack of accountability. I'll be talking to y'all. With a lack of accountability. Like, they concoct this new truth that they want you to believe, that they get you to consider. You don't have to believe it. If you consider it, you lose. Because they're going to tell you, that's why I tell you people, when you're dealing with a narcissist, one of the main mistakes, one of the biggest mistakes that people make when you're dealing with narcissists is you let them yap too much. You let them do this too much. Yap, 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 like a little chihuahua. They get to yapping. You let them talk too much on the phone, in person, whatever. You let them talk too much. When you let them talk too much, all these lies and manipulation are coming out of their mouth. They're going to say something that makes sense to you. It's going to be a whole lot of gibberish, a whole lot of BS, but they're going to say something that makes sense to you, and you can't control your micro expressions. I'm good at this. You can't control your micro expressions. I'm so good at reading micro expressions. I'm spectacular at them. Lee, there you go. Pat yourself on the back too much. The losers are grand. You're caught. Yeah, that was narcissistic of you right there. I get it. But no, I'm really good at that. I'm really good at reading micro expressions because you can't control them. Your micro expressions, you can't control. You can control the rest of your body. Your micro expressions on your face, you can't control. So if I'm giving you this whole soliloquy of BS, and I see a twitch, I know I got you. I know I got you. I pointed out, I was like, see, you believe me right there. And you don't even know what I'm talking about sometimes because you can't control it. And you see, you believe it. So I'm going to tell you about, as soon as you micro expression, I'm going to hammer away at that point. You're going to believe some of it. I'm going to convince you to believe some of it if you let me talk too much. You know what I tell people? If you know the truth, it doesn't matter if the narcissist believed their own lie or not. If you know the truth, don't argue the truth. That's my advice to you. Stop arguing the truth. Why are y'all arguing? You know the truth. You're not going to convince them. They know the truth. They don't care about the truth. The truth is not the goal for a narcissist. It's just not. I don't care about the truth. I only care about the truth if it benefits me. That's how most narcissistic people are going to do. They're only going to care about the truth if it's in benefit to them. That's how it goes right there. I only care about the truth if it's beneficial to me. That's the crux of it right there. And so many people get caught up dealing with narcissists and toxic people, but you want to convince them of this and going to convince them of that. Yeah, the truth is irrelevant. You care about the truth. The narcissist does not care about the truth unless it's in benefit to them. My ear popping. Something's going. My spotter sense just went off. I'm just like, I gotta go save somebody, y'all. What if I got up and just ran off and y'all see me in the newspaper? Just saving somebody's life. That'd be crazy with it. You're like, well, we saw that on camera. It's funny. But yeah, the truth is not the goal. That was don't argue the truth with them, y'all. Stop arguing the truth. You know the truth. They know the truth. They don't care about it unless it benefits them. Y'all be right here trying to fight and fuss and argue the truth. You know the truth. Don't entertain it because, again, if you let them talk too much, they're going to exhaust you into just agreeing to disagree or believe whatever you want. You know, they don't say that. A narcissist will dismiss your truth, dismiss the truth by saying, believe what you want to believe. Believe what you want to believe. And you'll be like, I'm believing what I want to believe because this is the truth. Now y'all arguing more. Controlling your reactions is a superpower that not many people have. You can control, if you control your reactions, you can control that narcissistic person. Yeah, I promise you. I promise you. You are stronger than what you think you are. I promise you, you have to empower yourself to be who you want, to be who you need to be. You know what I mean? Because if you don't, I'm telling you, if you listen to these narcissists, you let them talk too much, you're going to get confused. They're going to gaslight you and manipulate you into believing all this BS, and they're going to mess with you. So do narcissists believe their lies? No. Or it depends. Again, it just it really just depends. You know, there you go. So just stay empowered into that right there. You know what I mean? I feel like you have to stay in power and realize and understand if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person that the truth is not the end game. Getting you to believe what they want to believe, confusing you, gaslighting you, and having sometimes they have fun concocting these stories in their head. If you believe them and you agree with them, they go self high five themselves like, oh, you believe that craziness? Oh, I'm a man. Woo, yes. Thank you for understanding. They turn it back like fist pump. Got you. I'm telling you, you'll see them. Sometimes narcissists can't control their micro expressions. They'll start smirking, you know. They'll start smirking when they feel like they've convinced you of some BS. They'll start smirking. You'll see a sly little smirk. You'll be like, and you know it. It's called, I think Angie Atkinson said that one time. She said it's called duper's delight or something like that. When they get a delight from duping you. So it's kind of in the words. It's kind of in the thing. But yeah. But anyway, y'all know I still do my one-on-ones over Zoom and whatnot. Law, if you want to do those, the link is going to be in the bio. I'm working on the website right now. Austin, Texas. We're thinking about making it a live speaking event. Yeah, what do you think about a live speaking event in Austin, Texas? Or whatever. We had to rent out some kind of center or whatever. Have speaking, just a speaking event. Question and answer, live panel discussion, thing like that. Let me know what y'all think. Because we're considering doing that. It's going to be a big group of us. Psychologists, therapists, self-aware narcissists, survivors and whatnot. So Austin, Texas in October. Let me know what y'all think. Anyway, y'all stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.